Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
You will be greater than your fathers. Stretch your hand as I pray for you. As the Lord lives, the last bus stop of your father will be your beginning point in the name of Jesus. Where your father stopped is the next bridge for you to start greatness in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, make me greater than my fathers. Say it again, let me hear you. We were going on the island one day, and my son saw his father's billboard on a particular street, very long. And he said, Daddy, look at. I said, oh, no problem. I want to be, I said, if I park this motor, say, Baba boy, you want to be like me? You don't be like me. You should be greater than me. I have set the pace. I have done the road. You should go. You will go farther than your father. Say it again. Let me. I say, Father, make me greater than my father. Say in result, in impact, in success. Say in the name of Jesus. You are not here. Say amen. Let me hear you. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10 to 11. The Lord your God had multiplied you. Behold, ye are this day as the stars of the heaven for multitude. The next verse, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and he will bless you as he has promised. I used to pray 10 times better because I saw it in Deuteronomy. But a few years ago, I stumbled on this. I said, I'm not praying 10 times again. So you can be it can be 1,000 times better. Put it back there. As all of you read it, then I will pray for you. Go. Yeah. And bless me. Verse 11. Lift up your voice and read. Oh yeah, verse 11. Start from verse 10. Verse 10. Go now. Say it again. The Lord my God had multiplied me as the stars for multitude. Say amen. I know the fear. If anybody calls me, I know the fear. Nobody. Let my father, my mother, everybody of family, all side naked. They can, you know what? Word. Somebody say word. All of them, of course, you know, go work. Verse 11. Look at word. The Lord God of my fathers make me 1,000 times so many more as I am, and he will bless me. Stretch your hand, make a summon you prayer. This word will manifest in your life. You don't need this prayer? They are already here. This word will manifest in your life. They are already here now. This word will come to pass in your life. The Lord will make you 1,000 times more better than the past generation in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. God's desire, his desire is that you and I, we are a better generation than the past generation. He wants us to shine brighter than the past generation. That word, like mother, like daughter, somebody say, I reject it. you will be much more than them. God wants you to accomplish much more than them. To have a better result much more than them. If you are the only one I'm praying for, somebody say, I hear you. God is not the God of stagnation or retrogression. He is a progressive God. He is a God that wants you to be better, brighter, shiner than the former and past generation. Benny, I pray for you in a hurry that by the power in the blood of Jesus, you will be 1,000 times better. Moses acknowledged this great feat that God has done for the children of Israel and was still praying prophetically for them, that still, even after all God has done for this land of Israel, you will be 1,000 times better. This particular word, Deuteronomy 1, 10 and 11, shall forever be your portion in the name of Jesus. See, this is a divine permission. Somebody say, I receive it. A divine permission to surpass and become more successful than your fathers. You have the permission already. You have the ticket already. You are not praying for it. You receive it. Somebody say, I receive this. Genesis 26 verse 13. And the man waxed great, comma, and he didn't go backward. Where he went forward, he grew. This is my portion. Since you are not here, I'm praying for myself. I said, this is my portion. See, the limitations and the ceiling of your father's house must be broken by you. Oh, yes, say amen. Amen. The mistake of past generation, you must use it as a miracle to move forward. Start it now to receive it. That God said it and I believe it. John 14:12. Greater than your fathers. You will be greater than your fathers. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, look at this, look at this, look at this. If you don't believe, you tell me, Jesus said, the works that he did, you will also do. Oh my God. And greater works than these shall be excited. Because I go. Stretch your hand. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe the word of God? Stretch your hand. Jesus said it. As you believe it. Oh yeah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I cannot force it on you. Jesus said it. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. If you believe it, then in the name of Jesus, I said it. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody on my left hand side like that, they told you to go and do Akara. Akara is a bean cake, eh? They said, go and prepare you for some spirit. Don't do it, oh. Bring down money to the altar. Don't do it, oh. That's the beginning, oh. He says, should do Akara. The one that happened more. Yeah, you are there now. Femi Akinola, you will be greater than your fathers. I'm not hearing you. Mention your name. Femi Akinola, I will be greater than my fathers. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Say, not by power, not by my might, by the Spirit of God, I will be greater than my fathers. Shout a big amen. You are ordained to produce a better result that surpasses your former generation. You are ordained to have a testimony that is bigger than your former generation. The impact of excellence and relevance God has released upon your life is now left for you to assess and receive it. Oh, you are born to be great and have a lasting inner impact on your generation. I want to pray for you again, sir. You'll be greater than your generation past. This is a season to manifest the increase of God. They no get Bible that time. This word came. Ben, now you have the Bible. You can see what is happening now. Use it. Receive sense. Believe God. Receive His word. And shine by fire. Their story is not your story. Oh, your story is better than their story. I want to be sure I'm talking to you. Now, listen to this fact before I tell you what to do. Let me give you like four facts. God is a progressive God. The covenant of God is progressive. Now, I have a covenant with God now. When God wants to start with my children, you know what? He starts with a bigger covenant. He doesn't belittle it. He doesn't cut it. Let me show you. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. So God's blessings are generational. Look at it. I want to show you something there. But it increased from generation to generation. The glory of this latter house. This latter house, these people, this house I'm seeing now, shall be greater than the former, which is your ancestors. And did you say amen? Say the Lord. So God's covenant is progressive. It doesn't depreciate. This latter house, you, your glory will be bigger than the former in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, taking of this, God does not diminish with time. We are the one that diminishes. As Christianity is going down like that, almost to extinction, God has not changed. God does not change. He does not diminish with time. Psalm 10 verse 5. Psalm 100 verse 5. His power is abundant. His blessings abundant from generation to generation. Psalm 100 verse 5. For the Lord is good. And His mercy is for the past. It's everlasting. And His truth endures from what? Generation. Do you believe the word of God? Do you know what? Sorry, I want to say something. No verse. Let me tell you. I don't believe anybody. Now, what of God I believe? There is nothing you tell me. I've seen the best of... I've met people. I've met presidents. I've met vice presidents. Don't be joking. I've met senators. But you know what? People can lie. Now. What they are telling is different from what they are saying. Believe the word of God. Forever. You remember now? Oh Lord, thy word is settled. Psalm 115 verse 14. Let me read for you. The Lord shall increase you more. He doesn't decrease it and say, I have helped you a little. Yeah, come down small for your younger brother. God knows how to do that. He said, more and more, you and your. That means, as you are better than your fathers after today, your children shall be better than you. Okay, you don't want it. Your children will be better than you. Good. So I'm showing you that God does not diminish with time. That as the world is going to an end, God is now diminishing. No. It doesn't lie. Third fact I want you to know. Every covenant of God has a multiplication clause. He promised Abraham an increase, and He confirmed it in the life of his seed. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Say, look at how God moved with them. By the time He got to Joseph, Joseph became greater than all of them. It will happen in your life. Genesis chapter 17 verse 2. I'm showing you the word of God. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and you will greatly increase, and I will greatly increase your number. Will you stretch your hand? Let me pray for you here. Numerically, God will increase you. Intellectually, God will increase you. You are not saying amen. Financially, God will increase you. You will not be a shadow of the past generation. If there is no name that can be remembered by you or by your family or by generation from your family, your name shall be remembered. I say, if they don't remember the name of your grandfather and great-grandfather name, your impact shall create a long-term memorial in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I continue. God celebrates generational advancement. I'm showing you this, that God is not the God of just the past. As the year is going on, God is becoming better. The angels are saying, holy, holy, holy. They will look at him because they have seen a new glory. From you, a new glory shall emerge. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. God is glorified when his children exceed their father. You will exceed your father. You will exceed your father. You will exceed your mother. What your father couldn't do, you will do it with ease. You know, there's nothing you can say about me. I have exceeded my father, Tete. And my children must exceed me. I was discussing with my boy when we were going home on Sunday. I said, this is what we are going to do. This is what you are going to do. He said, Daddy, I said, this long-term plan, I'm putting this in your head now. This, the plan. Don't tell me you meet any woman and you want to change this plan. Don't tell me you meet any friend. This is the plan. This is what we are going to do. That's what I told all of them. This is what we are going to do. I want to pray for you, sir. Put that Bible passage there again. Let me pray for you. Oh my God. You will exceed your father. But the part of the just is that a shining light. And a shining what? Is it dull and dull? Let me see your hand again. Let's see. Maybe you say amen now. May you shine more and more. May you shine more than your father. May you shine more than your father. Now, may your children shine more than you. Good. So, God celebrates generational advancement. God wants his children to exceed their fathers. Oh, now, you cannot achieve all this except God. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And added no sorrow. You can't start saying that. Because once you see your father, you don't want to go into any bullshit. I told you, don't go to those things. I said some things 2 Sundays ago. Maybe you should listen to the message again. I will not bow down, Abby. I will not bow to mama, yes. Some parties, you must not go. Some parties, you must not go. Look at the personality of the person inviting you. Because that party is a worship party. Some parties are initiation party. Every food is not your food. Are you listening to me now? Are you here at all? Every food is not your food. Every party is not your party. It is God that will do it. Now I want to start to show you how God will do you and what you will do. How God will do and what you will do. Number one. You see, when God blesses you, it surpasses the past generation. It surpasses the natural expectation. People go, how did you do this? They say, I don't know. In a lie, you don't want to tell us. You say, I don't know. God help me. I just prepare and God help me. Can I pray for one person? Just one person if you are there. This year, the Lord will help you. Now, number one. God's blessing turns your effort into an overflow. So, as you put effort, you are not sitting at home saying, I can't do the work. Most of you guys here, I find past you, even in my age. You can't walk. You are sitting down for someone to feed you. I don't know how you do it, though. I can't stand it when people feed me. I can't stand it when I wait for you to feed me. I can't. If I, when you have given me more than I've given to you, I'm not comfortable. Ask my younger brother. From GS2, I started running around for the house. Then GS2. So I want to show you here now. God blesses your effort. And don't effort to what? Overflow. There must be an effort. We pray, but we don't stand. We pray, we move. We put effort, we move. Are you listening to me now? They won't answer me again. Because I said you should put effort. Let me show you in the Bible. Carry your Bible. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. The Lord shall command his blessings upon you and your storehouses and in all that thou put your hands onto. So if you don't put your hand on anything, it cannot bless it. And it will bless you in the land. So I want to be greater than my father. I want to be greater than my father. You have to, your hand has to do something. It's either you are setting online or you go out and work. You don't sell, you don't do anything. You are not working. And you want to be greater than your father, they pray. That is why they say we are not intelligent, because we believe that we are only praying. We are not just praying. Somebody say we move. Yes, we move. Is somebody getting anything here? It is the blessing of God that breaks generational barrier. Your father sat at home, they were feeding him. You are not going to do that. Your father, he returned to the village. You are not going to be like that. No. Never. God bless it. He releases creative ability because you are walking. I could be taking my bath like this and my brain will be working. So I'll remove my dish and speak to my phone. I continue laughing again. I want to pray for you. If it's comfortable, help me put your hand on your forehead. May God give you creative ideas in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I want to be fast about this. Do you know that somebody started POS in Nigeria? Every money you do, the remaining, not 52, 25, is it so? No. You don't know. You don't know. Ask bankers, they will tell you. They will pay that guy till they will pay him and his children. You don't know. Creative ideas that will make you to leave the level of ordinary to the level of supernatural to the level of extraordinary. I'm praying for you. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. And God's blessing attract favor. Friends will help you. I said, well, stop calling people abroad because they are abroad. Stop calling anybody abroad. Let them see abroad, you are above. Above is higher than above. The Lord will bless you. You don't want, eh? Joseph was greater than his forefathers. There is a Joseph I am praying for today. Wherever you are, if you believe it, receive it in the name of Jesus. What do I do? Okay, see, I'm finished. Very short. Number one. You see, there's something they call Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I am going, I will send you a comforter. If you are here, please, you don't have the Holy Spirit, I want to beg you. You've got to pray that you receive the Spirit of God. When you receive the Spirit of God, it makes your life easy. It delivers you from unnecessary traps. It makes you to have extraordinary results. I want to pray for you. Receive the Spirit of liberty in the name of Jesus. The early church had a better result, Acts 1:8, Acts 2:41 to 47, because they were filled with the Spirit of God. You've got to pray, young man, young lady, that God will fill you with the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than good. Something more.
Something more than gold.
I'm not hearing you.
Something more than gold. The Spirit of the Lord and the life of man. Something more than gold.
I have a particular class I teach people. I mentor pastors. So somebody sent a message to me in that mentorship class and said, "Sir, how do people know incantation?" Ah, I said, "Kasa." I said, "I will tell you this one. In the realm of the spirit, there is no incantation. But in this realm, there is incantation. Demons teach them." Now, I said, "Because you ask, I want to ask you a question. Are you filled with the spirit?" He said, "I think so." I said, "Okay. If you are filled with the spirit, what is the most prominent gift of the spirit you have?" He said, "He doesn't know." I said, "Then I'm giving you an assignment. Go and pray." See, demons teach people incantation. Spirit of God gives people creative ideas. It gives them impartation. It gives them... Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Don't be surprised when I shake my hand like this. One of our elders, when I was in the apostle, like this. Are you ready for this prayer? You're not ready here. You're almost forming here. Are you ready here? The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than God. Receive the Spirit of God and let it give you creative ideas in the name of Jesus. What thing you go do to become great? Not by power, not by might. I was about by my spirit, says the Lord. I release upon you power to know what to do per time in the name of Jesus. Most time when I see people, I know what is going to happen between me and them. From now on, I have enjoyed the Spirit of God. I have enjoyed the impact of the Spirit of God. I have enjoyed the result of the Spirit of God. In fact, the Spirit of God did not allow me to suffer. Power that will make you not to enter the mistake of your father and mother. Oh, you are received by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down. You got to pray for the Spirit of God. When you receive it, you will just be smiling. They will think you are proud. I'm telling you, it's not pride. It's because you know what they don't know. People ask me, "How do you know all these things, sir? How can you be here and say you are in logo?" I say, "Spirit in him. Spirit in him. How can you enter the church and I'm seeing condom on your head? It's spirit in him." You follow me to several places. You follow me to Enugu. You follow me to Pastor Etel and Joshua. Follow me to Kano. And we are there. I don't know their family. I'll be calling them. Your pastor is here now. How do I know them? How do I know what happened in their houses? Somebody say spirits. Somebody say Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your chest. Holy Spirit, come into my life. You have 1 minute to pray, everybody. Into my life. Into my life. You are not praying, no. Come into my life. Oh, Carlos, Siete. Maros, Kete. Somebody, you are not praying. Somebody, you are not praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I cannot do without you. You better pray for the Spirit of God. You will not suffer like the past generation. You will have a result and death. Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Somebody pray here this morning. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Are you praying to God? You want the Spirit of God? Come, in your strength and your power. Come, in your own special way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. If you leave me now, where will I go? If you leave me now, where will I stand? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are my anchor for life. Oh. I am your own. Don't wait for me. Better pray your prayer. I am your own. Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am here. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, remember human effort cannot. Yes, you have put effort. Now, human effort has a limit. That's why you must involve the Spirit. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth. For without me, Jesus said, not me. For without me, Jesus said, for without him, you can do nothing. Number three, I'm still showing you what to do. We are getting deep now. Don't just be coming to church to pray. Number three, have or carry a multi-generational vision. Have or carry a multi-generational vision. Okay. God blesses those who think beyond their generation. See, in my little age now, I'm enjoying some things that I started planting since. I told somebody, I said, by the time I am 60, I have enough doctors to take care of me. By the time I am 60, I have enough. I have so much good things in the next generation that as they are growing, all of them cannot forget me. Me onishori buruku. Are you listening to me now? Life is beyond you and your four children. Life is beyond you and your one son or daughter. I have families and I have families. Carry a multi-generational. Don't let life be only for you and about you and your children. Somebody say, I hear you. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. So God blesses anyone that sees beyond this generation. What do I do? You want to be greater than your father now? I told a particular man, he was working in my company. I said, sir, you are working out. He said, yes. Help people in this company now. He said, sir, you know. I said, help them now. He said, do you have people? I said, forget about who I have. Help people. Have you ever helped? He rose to number 4 in his company. He did not help one person. One day. In fact, and he has properties. One day, I call him. I said, okay, you don't know who to help, Abby. These people have masters. This one have OND. This one HND. Help any of them. You see, daddy, I said, shh, you don't want to help them. No problem. Not even interview from you. No problem. You know what happened? One day, they said they don't need the service again. He started selling all lands. 150 acres. He sold it. His son, first son, everybody started. And one day he said, daddy, I am now living in a social place. I said, where do you call it? He said, he said, him and his wife in a room and a parlor. I dropped the phone and I cried for him. I said, no, I have cried for you today. I can't cry for you again in life. I want you. Plant people in that company. by now they will be sending jobs to you. I mean, they will be taking care of you. Carry a multi-generational vision. Stop stepping on people's life. Anybody that comes, you step on it, you use them. And by the time they get freedom from you, they forget about you and your wicked family. He said, I want to get at my father. Why didn't this message turn? This message had to turn. Because if you are going to be greater than your father, you have to be liberal than your father. Hey, damn low. I say you have to be what? Liberal than your father. If you're already angry, shout a big amen. I know somebody is angry here. And you are just keeping it. Should I continue? I'm showing you. You want greater than your father, Abby? How am I going to? I'm telling you now. Legacy is built by visionaries. When you are driving a car, you search forward, not just here. You have looked forward. You see the end of the road, so you can know there's a problem there. Likewise, if you are taking a plane, they will tell you how the road is from here to where you are going to. This is only for 7 of you. Your life will not be complicated. Don't just survive. Lay foundation for the next generation. Are you listening to me? Lay what? I've taught you. You hear somebody give birth? Bless them. Somebody want to marry? Bless them. Don't let them wait for you. Just be doing what you're doing. You are not a waster. Both in military, navy, police are planted enough people there. The day I say, all of them would, sir. Benny, what have you done with your life? Everything is about you. And me. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to build house. I want you to do it. Just carry people. Have a vision for the next generation. Am I still talking to you? You are looking at the time. If you receive this one, you don't need to pray a prayer. Just receive this one and prosper. Hello. Should I continue? Come. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. I'm looking at time. I have 29 minutes more with prayer and grace. A good man liveth an inheritance. Your children is not the children you born from your body alone. Hello. You are not answering me again. This service has tampered with the psyche of somebody. Hello. You take care of your children inside the house. You keep things and have, oh yeah, eat. Don't worry, don't give so person. The people you don't give, maybe they are the one that will still sponsor you and your children later. What are you telling me? I pay unreasonable salaries to some people for them to go to school. I tell somebody, go to school. I will pay you salary. Eh? I'll pay you salary, go to school. Daddy, I will pay you salary, go to school. Sasha Wonders Library today. I told their pastor, go to school. Go to school, I'll pay you. I'll just pay you salary. He finished and came back. He said, sir, God is calling. I said, I know God is calling you. We ordained me a pastor. Later I traveled. He got to Liberia. He started Sasha Wonder Liberia. Talk about missionary. But everything is about you and your children. The children that God will catch you, that they don't even love you. This man has started again. I'm injecting it and I send it back to you. Let me send it back to each other. Should I continue? Be a bridge. Don't be a barrier to people. They met you, they cried. If you can help them, be a bridge. Use the little... let me call somebody. Be a bridge for people to just move to their next level. If they forget you, look at me. God cannot forget you. Somebody say, I hear you. Be a bridge. I walked in one night and one of my pastors is a man, he collapsed. His pulse was not working again. He was gone. And the Lord told me, don't pray for him. Carry him to the hospital. So we carry him and I was taking him to Crystal Hospital. I told you this story before. Crystal Hospital. So I was going, we got to that Akumo about and the police stopped me. And I said, sir, I have an emergency. He said, park. I said, I have an emergency. He said, call me to the car and follow me. So that, he said, sir, I said, I have an emergency. Somebody is sick. The man entered the, and we got to Crystal Hospital at Akumonjo. The doctor, they took this man and said, hope he said, and they started working on him. And the police did like this to me. Reverend Femi. The police. And I said, what happened? He said, the man can't die. And he said in Yoruba that on my walk, he pulled your wall. I said, what do you mean? He said, when I was in Port Harcourt, you sent two of my children to school. I couldn't even feed. Their mother came to your church, the one that then you know plaster. I said, we should, that's the former church, Yinka Fulayan. He said, and you sent my two children to school? He said, they are graduates now. He said, God cannot let you see shame. And I broke down. How many people have you affected in your life? It's about you collecting and clear. You will collect. You will. Next, you collect. Don't worry. And the doctor came and said, we need 2 pints of blood. We carry motor looking for blood. A blood bank. Blood bank, they open at night. So they said, there's a particular hospital in Lekki. And the doctor was giving me, said, these are the ones we have. We don't have this. It will be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, I will send a rider there. I said, how? He said, sir, you helped my auntie's daughter be a bridge for people to move. They met you as OND, tell them to go to school. They met you as a nobody, don't say they have to serve you. Die there. And you are decorating your children. They will kill them. This is breakthrough service. So give us breakthrough. This is breakthrough. This is what? Yes, species alive everywhere. That's not breakthrough. This one is breakthrough. I train you as intelligent people. Intellectuals. Not people that they don't have anything in their head. No, don't just pray. Have sense. We're driving on the country road and a boy came and said, sir, please help me buy pure water. And I said, why are you not school? He said, I want to go to school. I want to send her to buy jam from. I said, meet me in front. I said, bring all the water you have. So we bought water so that it will not be as if we don't buy anything. And I said, you know what? How much is jam from? Take, buy jam from. I'm talking about 7 years ago. That boy has graduated as a doctor. Be a bridge, not a barrier. Somebody got to you and the life of that person is poured in your hand. Greater than my father. Greater than my. Are you angry? The intention of this message is to make you angry anyway. Are you angry? Say the truth from your stomach. Okay. If you are not angry, God will bless you. Look at the word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Let your children and the people that met you as children begin from where you stop. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy houses, in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them up for a sign upon your hand, that they shall be as frontiers between your eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of your house and your gate. Write this thing down. Be a bridge, not a barrier to people. Somebody say, I hear you. 85% of people I met, even all the pastors, all our pastors. I met Pastor Paul as what? All of them, I sent them to school. There was one I sent to school. He got to a cartoon there. He was putting his prick inside. He was doing nonsense in the school there. Don't let people meet you and turn them to houseboy and house girl. Somebody say, I hear you. And the they are your friends. Oh, your children have life, they don't have life. You have forgotten that Omo Ojomolo. Your children are the ones that have life. Let me continue, because the way you are looking at me is not good. Permit me to tell you, number four, multiply mantles and stop burying people's mandate. What's multiply mantles? Elijah trained Elisha so much. Elijah had double. He said, give me double portion. I want double. Let people receive double when they meet you. Especially, look at me. Look at me. Especially if they love you. Oh my God. Love them back. Take care of them. Are you getting anything to this service? We are not just coming here to pray. I'm here to open your brain. Build mantles. This was the mantle the person carried before you. Build more mantles for them. Let them become great. Some people are manipulators. Don't worry. They lie and tell people, like, don't worry. People that are serious. And about body duro. People that, make sure you be a blessing to them. Should I say continue? Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. So pass on grace, pass on wisdom, pass on greatness. Look at 2 Timothy. He said, and all these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. See, faithful men, are they faithful? Have they served you faithfully? Have they stayed with you? Have they loved you? Have they not troubled you or manipulated you? He said, pass this into them. Teach it to them, and they'll be able to teach others too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel so relieved this morning. Even if I don't pray for you again, I have already given information. So mentor people for greatness. You want to be greater than your father? Mentor them for greatness. Elijah raised Elisha. But Elisha couldn't raise Gehazi, because Gehazi now something else. A man served the pastor in worry. Served this pastor. And the pastor asked me, say, what should I give this boy? And I said, what do you have? He said, I have land. I said, from what you have, give him. So he gave this boy 8 plots of land. 8 plots of land. But I said, boy, it's not a boy. I mean, I served him. 8 plots of land. 8 plots of land. The boy broke down. Don't worry, even if they betray you. A brother here gave me a car. He's here now. For everyone that has put money in my hand, your generation will not suffer. And I got into this thing, and I was sitting in front of 2 pastors. And I wanted to give to one of them. And the Lord said, no. And I asked the other boy, I said, come. Do you have a car? I said, no. He said, in their family, nobody has ever driven a car. So I threw the car key to him. I said, take. That is what you should be doing. Break their generational barriers. So nobody has said, He said, I am proud. I could sell the car and use the money to start something. But no, everything does not belong to us. Some are for people around us. Gave me money in Ajao Estate, and I held the money like this, and I couldn't put it in the pocket. I just held it until a small honorable girl came, and I said, you didn't go to school? He said, no, help me pray that mommy will pay my school fees and I will go to school. I said, how much is your school fees? Then I'm talking about 8 years ago. He said, my school fees is 392,000. I said, okay, 392, all right. Where's your mother? And when the lady came, I said, why did you go? He said, his father. I said, her father died. So we can't pay school fees. And I closed my eyes to pray. And God said, which prayer are you praying? Check the money in your hand. So I checked the money in my hand. And I called Master. I said, Master, come. Calculate, how much is this? The money was 480. I said, madam, change this money and pay this girl's school fees. God is my witness. I needed money badly that day. When they left, I don't know why I was crying. Maybe I'll cry because I gave her money, oh, or maybe because of the suffering that is waiting for me, oh, because I needed that money. And the girl was hugging me several times. He was hugging me several times. I said, if only you know how they even they're going. Because that hug is giving me pain. I met people at the airport and they said, sir, I said, who are you? He said, you paid my school fees 15 years ago. 15 years ago that I don't even get myself. Should I say continue? You are waiting for prophecy. I prophesied already. Just go and do this and make it in life in Jesus' name. Let me show you this and we'll go. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 5. Look at this. David says, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built or built up for the Lord must be exceeding and magnificent of fame and of glory, and throughout the central countries I will therefore now make preparation. So make preparation for your children, and look at me, make preparation for the people around you. Look at me, stop eating and say, I don't care what that the other. When they were treating all my security, they taught them that when I'm eating, they all be watching. I said, no, when I'm eating, be eating. Some of them eat before I eat. If they don't eat, how are they going to look at me? But when they were teaching them, they taught them that when Baba is eating, you are watching. So no. So I told them, eat, go and eat first. Have you all eaten? Now go and bring my own food. But you eat, you don't care whether anybody is eating. They will poison you. Then now, every money in your pocket. They brought money. I said, they gave you money. Go and take more. You will be greater than your father. Have faith. Number 4, number 5, any number you like. Don't give up. Number 6, number 7, any number you like. Number 8. And let me tell you, for God to make you greater than your father, he might give you instruction. See, delay disobedience is disobedience. Delay in following instruction is disobedience. Whatever it tells you to do, he said, do what? He said, do it. With this few points of mine, I believe I'll be able to convince you and not confuse you. I want us to pray. It's almost 9. You are ordained to be great. You will rewrite the story of your family. You will have a better result. I'm not hearing you. You, where your father stopped will be your starting point. I'm not hearing you. What your father dreamt of that he cannot achieve, you will achieve them. What your father cannot correct, you will correct them. Where your mother made mistake, you will make miracles there. Where your parents are limited, you will have greatness in the name of Jesus. Don't compare yourself. Don't worry. God moves in a mysterious way. He has a way he's going to bless you. And don't give up. I told you are permitted to cry. Not every day. Cry more. Wash your face. Take a cold shower. And move on with your life. Yes, you're falling. Rise up and shine. You are born to shine. You are not born to be wasted. Rise up and let us pray. Yesterday you reign in my life. Today come. I'm not hearing you. Wait to happen.
Wait forevermore.
Yesterday
you reign
in my life.
You reign in my life.
Today
come a reign. Reign forevermore.
Father, make me 1,000 times better than my past generation. We have started praying already. If you are here, pray. Make me 1,000 times better. Make me 1,000 times better. You better pray. This is what I have for you. Make me 1,000 times better. Say more impact, with more impact, with more results. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I receive deliverance from the limitation of my past generation. Do you know why you are not praying out? You are waiting for me to call the prayer that somebody will die. Ignorance should die in your life. Failure should die in your life. Stagnancy should die in your life. Are you listening to me now? I receive deliverance. I want to hear you say that I receive deliverance. We are not saying prayer of repentance. I receive deliverance from the mistake, from the limitation, from the setback of my past generation. I will have better results and make more impact. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you praying? Are you praying? Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. You are the one that can do it for me. Are you praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I break free from every generational barrier. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for Priscilla. I pray for Priscilla. I pray for Priscilla. Your life will not end in year two. Your story will not end in year two. You will finish that university. Oh my God. You will finish that university. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Say after me, say, I break. No, here, say, I break. Every generational barrier. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. You are not praying, no. Every generational barrier. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Look at, just as we have a ceiling here, in every family, there's what we call family ceiling and limitation. Somebody say, I break through. Every family limitation. Say, I break through. Every family ceiling. Are you ready to pray? Say, in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift up your voice and pray. Family limitation and ceiling. What sealed them up cannot seal me up. Are you praying there? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord. Somebody, are you praying? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, if you and your mother have the same birthday, you and your mother are born the same day, please let me see you just stand here as I come to pray. You say after me, say, I break free from every foundational blunder. Look at me. Say what I say. I break free from every foundational blunder. They are blunders, foundational blunders. I break free from them. Every family mess. Every family BS. Bullshit. I pray for you. Are you ready to pray? Badula, like a mad prophet. Are you here? Badula. Pray. Last night, I finished praying for people and I want to enter the room. And the Lord said, are you going? I have service tomorrow. And the Lord said, pray more. I want to pray for you. Family blunder. Foundational blunder. Receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You rented an apartment. You are in that apartment. But that life is very tough for you. And you want to rent part of the apartment to somebody. The Lord said, wait. The person you are bringing into that apartment It will finish your family. Don't rent your apartment out. Wait. The Lord said, miracle is coming. So wherever you are, I've told you now, wait. Wait. There's something called delay gratification. Don't rush. I need money. Wait. Are you ready now? Don't worry. I respect economic time. We are living now. But I want us to pray. Next week, make sure you have at least your picture on your phone. I want to pray on your picture. Anybody here that they have gone on the journey with your picture, they will not return. But you shall be free in the name of Jesus. I was telling a young boy yesterday, I said, they have cast a spell on you. You are loving the wrong girl. I said, you know what you are going to do? Pray for 15 minutes. Just pray for 15 minutes. So I was watching him, he was praying. 15 minutes. Just 15, after 15 minutes. I said, now, you see this girl? He said, did I say I love her before? Anybody here under a spell? I command your spell to break in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that have used blue candle to summon you? You are now following the person like Tolo Tolo. Today, I break the power of candle over your life in the name of Jesus. I break free from every foundational blunders. Will you lift up your voice and say, I break free? Say, in the name of Jesus, from every foundational mess. Oh yeah, carry, carry, go. Pray, 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 pray. Are you praying here? Every foundational mess. Are you breaking free from them? In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, make me a better edition, a bigger edition of my fathers. Are you listening to me now? Good. That's what I want you to pray. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, I want to pray on all the head of everybody here. Nobody's head here will be bewitched in the name of Jesus. You don't remember facts and figures. From today, I pray, let your memory be sharper in the name of Jesus. Yes, you don't remember facts and figure. It has been a problem for you. When the doctor, you don't remember. Oh yeah, brain. Oh yeah, wake up in the name of Jesus. The power that wants you to be relegated in your brain, I cause it to go now in the name of Jesus. Everyone say after me, my brain receive deliverance. Say it again, my brain receive deliverance. Say a big amen now. Anybody that is speaking wrong words into your brain, let the judgment of God locate them in the name of Jesus. Anybody speaking the wrong words into your life, let your head reject it in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray this one. You are going to pray 21 times, not 21 minutes, 21 times anyhow. Say, my head reject nonsense. Reject nonsense. My head reject nonsense. Lift up your voice and pray 21 times. Come on, come on. My head reject nonsense. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever. Oh, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you. Are you tired? Forever. Oh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, make me a better edition of my father. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Remove your hand from your head, please, and pray. Remove your hand from your head and pray. A better edition than my father's. A better edition than my father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I worship forever. I worship forever. I worship forever. Oh, I worship forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say this with me. Say, my helper. Say it again. Say, my father. The achievement that is difficult for them in Akiola family, make it easy for me to achieve. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. 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 Whatever is difficult for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hand, I want to pray. I have two information. I want it to be many. I'm coming. Don't be in a hurry. Stretch your hand. Thank you. JJ, come. I told you to be standing in front of me every day. I said I will know. Kneel down. There's a family cage holding you. I want to break it. Ben. Yes. I told you, I said be standing in front of me every day. Anybody here that the family cage is holding, I command your family cage to release you in the name of Jesus. Everybody pray when you say family cage. Please, do you have a child called Priscilla? Do you have a child called Priscilla? Okay. Then you see me after the service. As she enters university, her education will not stop in year two. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stretch your hand and pray with me. Say, family cage. Let me go. You are not praying. Say, family cage. Let me go. Say it again. Say, family cage. Let me go. I'm not here. Say, family cage. Let me go. Help her. Say, family cage. You are not saying it. Say, family cage. Look at somebody is coming as a family cage. Let me go. Lift up your voice and cry to God, somebody. Kaloshki. Pray. Family cage. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Let me go. Let me go. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. sorry it's after 9. I just say 2 more minutes and I'll release you. Stretch your hand to this auditor as I pray for you. Anybody here that the family is holding you, have tried for them, but still they are holding you. They want you to be a slave of the family. I'm the pastor, I'm the agent. I don't know you. I'm praying for you that nobody here will be the slave of the family again. Your amen is not good. Nobody here will be the slave and the scapegoat of family again in the name of Jesus. I decree anyone here in family cage, I break the padlock. I break the cage. And I decree you are set free. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Oh yeah, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, you and your mother, you share the same birthday. Abby? Okay, I'm July, a day October. It's October. It's October 29. Good. No doubt, let me pray for you. I said I will get you. See, let me tell you. How can they use 7 ropes to hold one man from different angles? Who is a Berechi or a Bere? Who is Okorie? How about shut up? It's not joking. I want to tell you, I'm seeing what I'm saying. Don't cry here. Don't even try it. Stretch your hand, let me pray. How can 7 ropes be holding one man? It shows the man is great. Everybody get ready to pray. In a one day, somebody they delivered. Somebody say, any rope holding my destiny. Say, any rope holding down my destiny. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. Somebody, are you praying? Pray, just pray, just pray. Are they praying here? Any rope holding your destiny. Any rope holding your destiny. Let it all break now. Any rope holding your destiny. Any rope holding your destiny. Break, 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 break. Come on. Are they praying? I'm waiting. Break, 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 break. Somebody, are they praying there? Are they praying there? In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Any rope holding your life, I break number 1. Hey, your father's name is Omar. I break number 2. Your father's name is Omar. Stand here. I break number 3. I break number 4. I break number 5. I break number 6. I break number 7. And I decree you are free in the name of the Father. You are free in the name of the Son. You are free in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. Your father's one is March 25. The man's struggle, he has nothing to show. He has mentored so many people, but they forgot him. You are the one that will lift him up. But you have received deliverance, so do it in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Congratulations, go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's thank him for 1 minute. Let's thank him for 1 minute. Oh, Katosh. Let's thank him for 1 minute. Let's thank you for 1 minute. Hallelujah. Let's thank you for 1 minute.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
We adore you. We bow down before you. We worship
your holy name.
Give you praise in Jesus' name. Both of you step forward, let me pray for you. Kneel down. So I had Omar. I had Friday. Ahajun, stay, stretch your hand. The Lord preserve all fathers. And the Lord preserve you in the name of Jesus. If I be your father, I pray for you that your parents will not cry over you. Give me the oil. The battles in that family, I step into it and I command it. It's over in the name of Jesus. Pray for you and your siblings and the whole family that come from that name, that they are free in the name of the Father. I be your papa. I they pray for you as your priest. I say they are free in the name of the Son. They are free in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Congratulations, Hugo. Hallelujah. One more minute. Stretch your hand to me. Let me pray one more. He will just be praying. Do not remember we are going to walk. As you go from here, miracle awaits you in front. Any trap they set for you, the Lord that delivers me from satanic trap will deliver you in the name of Jesus. You will jump and pass over them in the name of Jesus. You will not cry over your children. Now, to be greater than your father, as you put little effort, the Lord will make them overflow in the name of Jesus. You will not return to the village. You will not go down. You will not go back. Don't pray for any. You will not suffer. You will not see shame. You will not be hindered. You will not be delayed. Anybody here that the same things are tough for, God will step into your life. Not hearing you, prayer will work for you. I'm not here, prayer will work for you. Spirit will work for you. Holy Spirit will help you. It will give you intuition. It will give you insight. It will teach you what to do. You will not live a shameful life. In the name of Jesus, prayer will work for you. It don't they go. It don't they go. It don't they go. It will work for you at last. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.